Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dastardly Deeds of Professor Nasty.
Well, he's 8 years and 3/4 old with schemes so dastardly and bold. Professor Nasty escapes from Little Riker's daycare to his evil town secret lair. Professor Nasty trying to juke the watchful eye of Agent Sparrow, FBI. Professor Nasty, he's that little man with a big bad plan. He'll rope you in if he can. Professor Nasty, and if you take him on at hide and seek, he's a 3-time champ, he'll have you beat. Professor Nasty, whatever you do, don't let him make you take his manic magic menace milkshake. Professor Nasty,
you gotta watch that boy.
Professor Nasty,
you're a bad to the bone.
Professor Nasty,
watch out.
Professor Nasty.
It was a cold and wet October eve when the evil genius, Professor Nasty, was brought to Little Riker's, a high-security daycare that for some reason stayed open at night.
You won't get away with this! Don't you know who I am?
Of course, they knew who he was. He was the most infamous evil genius the world had ever seen. And at 8 years old...
8 3/4, actually.
At 8 3/4 years old... He was the youngest. He had just been arrested on conspiracy charges. You see, Professor Nasty had a dream, an evil dream, to turn every good boy and girl in the world bad.
You can lock me up all you want, but you can't stop me. You'll never stop me!
A few days later at FBI headquarters, that's the Fun Building Institute, top agent Clarissa Sparrow was counting down the days to her retirement when Agent Justin Time approached. He was riding high due to the fact that he was the one who finally caught the professor.
Hey, Sparrow, some of the guys and me are heading to the Juice Box Bar on 5th to celebrate the awesome job I did at capturing Dr. Nasty. You want to come?
First of all, he's not a doctor. He's a professor. Second of all, I'd rather do extra homework and eat poo-flavored vegetables than go to a juice box bar with you.
So, that's a no then?
If you could equate Clarissa's response to this question with an emoji, it would have been the eye roll.
You're a tough cookie, Sparrow.
Clarissa didn't have many friends at the Institute. In fact, she had none. She liked to work alone. Just then, the captain called her into his office.
Sparrow! My office! Now!
The captain was 7, which annoyed Clarissa, because she was 8. She didn't take kindly to being ordered about by someone who was still in 2nd grade. She made her way in.
Hey, Captain.
What do you think of my new bike, Sparrow? Whee!
Captain had just got a new bike and was cycling around his office like a lunatic.
Check it out! No training wheels! Whoa! I'm okay. I'm not okay.
After the captain came to, he had some important news for Clarissa.
Sparrow, a new case just came up and I need my best person on it. But Agent Time is working on something else, so you'll have to do. I'm just kidding. Hey, did I tell you I can make fart noises using just my hand and armpit? What do you think, huh?
Very impressive, sir.
It really is. Anyway, the mayor's doll has been stolen. I need you to find it. Her big birthday bash is this Saturday and she's threatening to cancel it. That can't happen. RSVPs have already been made and 2 bouncy houses have already been booked.
Sir, I'm due to retire in 2 days.
Well, you better move fast. Get some help from some of the guys.
I work better alone.
Have it your way. Try studying here.
The captain dropped a folder in front of Clarissa. It had 2 words on it. Professor Nasty's file. Okay, that's 3 words. Clarissa took the file and left for Little Riker's daycare. She pulled up outside in her battery-operated car and got out. She approached the front door. Clarissa waited. Suddenly, the giant oak door creaked open. A large shadow appeared in front of her.
Yes! Can I help you?
Clarissa was met by Nanny, the old woman who ran the daycare. Well, I say old. She was 40. To an 8-year-old, that's ancient.
Special Agent Sparrow to see Professor Nasty.
Clarissa walked into the hallway. It was huge. There was a spiral staircase straight ahead. But Nanny brought Clarissa down a narrow hallway to a door. Nanny opened it. The air suddenly got colder as they stepped into a concrete tunnel.
Be very careful with him, Agent Sparrow. Do not tell him anything personal. Believe me, you don't want Professor Nasty inside your head.
They took a winding stairs down to the basement.
We've tried to study him, but he's much too sophisticated for the standard tests. Maybe you'll have more success.
I'm just here to ask some questions about a robbery.
Finally, they reached the security room right by where the professor was being held. Clarissa looked around. Baby monitors showed inmates housed in the infamous Naughty Step Wing, the notorious hair puller serving 10 to 20 minutes for pulling chunks of hair from her little sister's head.
Oh, you've such beautiful hair. It would be a shame if somebody pulled it.
Tommy Toytaker, who was caught in the car park of Toyland with stolen goods he had hidden in his little brother's stroller.
Time's up, Tommy. We got you this time.
No!
And the longest resident at Little Rikers, the manipulator. Rumor has it she once convinced all the boys in her class to hand over their lunch money in one afternoon, netting her a staggering $12.32.
My mommy never gave me my lunch money.
Here, you can have mine.
Oh, thank you. For everything.
Do not give him any of the following. Candy, chips, a phone, or any other digital device. He's on timeout. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
You have 5 minutes. Good luck.
Professor Nasty's cell was like nothing Clarissa had ever seen. The walls were giant blocks of grey Legos, but the front was all glass. A light shone inside. Agent Sparrow couldn't see the professor, but he could see her. She stood a safe distance from the glass, waiting. And waiting. And waiting. Suddenly, a voice came from the darkness.
Please place your credentials in the tray.
I would like to be able to see you first.
Do it, or you won't get to see me at all.
There was a tray to the side where items such as food, drinks, and dirty diapers could be passed through, sometimes all at once. Ugh. Clarissa placed her FBI credentials in the tray. It was pulled back under the glass, but still, there was no sign of the professor.
Special Agent Sparrow.
Good evening, Professor.
And what makes you so special, Agent?
Nothing. It's more to do with the field I work in rather than a reflection on my personality.
Oh, that's disappointing. And on top of that, you have to work in a field.
Professor Nasty walked slowly into the light. Clarissa, finally coming face to face with the evil genius.
Even when I am caged like an animal, you couldn't find me, Clarissa.
Your cell is very dark.
Or perhaps it's because I'm a 3-time world hide-and-seek champion.
I was hoping you could help me with a case.
I'm afraid I didn't bring one. Didn't exactly have time to pack.
No, not a suitcase, Professor. A criminal case.
Of course, I knew that.
The mayor's doll has been stolen. Can you help?
I can always help. The question is, what do I get in return?
What do you want?
I want what George Michael wanted in 1984 and again in 1990.
to get out of a contract with Sony?
No. Freedom.
I don't think I can do that. But maybe we can come to an amicable arrangement.
Amicable? Ha! I don't even know what that means. Literally, I have no clue what that word means.
I can try to get you to a facility with a playground.
Don't patronize me. What kind of playground?
Probably your standard playground. Swing set, slide, sandpit, that kind of thing.
Professor Nasty contemplated this for a moment, then...
No! I will not compromise my principles! Besides, I won't be here very long.
What was that?
I said, besides, my love for playgrounds isn't very strong. Good luck finding your doll, Agent Sparrow. Why are you still here?
You have my ID.
Oh, terribly sorry. Here you go. Have a nice day, Clarissa.
Clarissa left empty-handed, until Nanny gave her a little Riker's souvenir mug. That night, Professor Nasty plotted his escape.
I say, guard! Guard!
Lights out, Professor.
I was just wondering if you could let me out to go for a tinkle.
I'm not falling for that one.
Please, I am positively bursting, and if I wet the bed, you know who has to clean it up.
Good point.
The unsuspecting guard opened the professor's cell.
Okay, but no funny business.
Please, do I look like a clown?
At that moment, Professor Nasty kicked the guard in the shin, punched him in the groin, and finished him off by farting in his face. He grabbed the guard's keys.
See you later, sucker!
And broke out of Little Riker's daycare, where his getaway vehicle waited for him.
Why on earth did you bring the helicopter? Traffic is fine at this time. Oh, and parking a helicopter is easier, is it? Look, just lower the rope ladder.
And with that, Professor Nasty was flown away into the night sky. Would he get to his secret lair undetected? Would Agent Sparrow find the mayor's doll? Find out next time on The Dastardly Deeds of Professor Nasty.
Well, he's 8 years and 3/4 old with schemes so dastardly and bold. Professor Nasty escapes from Little Riker's daycare to his evil town secret lair. Professor Nasty trying to chip the watchful eye of Agent Sparrow, FBI. Professor Nasty, he's that little man with a big bad plan. He'll rope you in if he can. Professor Nasty, and if you take him on at hide and seek, he's a 3-time champ, he'll have you beat. Professor Nasty, whatever you do, don't let him make you take his manic magic menace milkshake. Professor Nasty,
you gotta watch that boy.
Professor Nasty,
you're a bad to the bone.
Professor Nasty,
watch out.
Professor Nasty.